And just breathe into that great love. Abraham's great love. The great love that exists. From a non-physical perspective, there is only love. Everything that is seen through the eyes of Source is seen as love. Love in action, love in motion. Love through and through, every fabric of every being, the very stuff we're made of is love. It's all love, the chairs beneath our bottoms and the ground beneath our feet, the air that we breathe, the sunshine on our faces, the walls around us, all God, all love, all life, all peace. The very universe is alive with love. Love moves and flows and grows and changes. It's ever present. There is only love. There is love that we see and understand. There is love that feels confusing to us because it's been inspired through a filter of fear and limited thought. So love sometimes looks like less than love. And we can see that as a call to love. There is only love and a call to love. And we can open our hearts to a deeper knowing of love. So I suggest to you now that the door to your heart opens inward rather than outward. And that the infinite access to love is from the inside out rather than from the outside in. So take just a moment and open your heart inwardly in some way that feels right to you, because there is a portal there that accesses the infinite, eternal nature of spirit, that great love that Abraham talks about. And I often access qualities of spirit in one way or another. Peace feels very expansive and grounded to me. Joy feels like effervescence. Light feels like a streaming, sparkling waterfall. And love today, when my meditation felt like a tide, waves coming in and going out, coming in and going out. As we breathe in, and then we breathe out. And we can almost hear the love of God coming in and going out as we breathe. Breathing in love. And then feeling the breath go out, carrying with it that which we no longer need. Feeling the love coming into us. Carrying out that which we no longer need. Feeling the love coming in. Washing us clean. Carrying out anything that requires forgiveness. Love that washes in, purifying and refreshing us. Carrying out anything we might resent or feel angry about. Love that feels revitalizing, washing over us. And then leaving, carrying out anything that causes us fear or trepidation. Love washing in, soothing, nurturing, and supporting. Carrying out anything unlike love at all left in our systems. Love carrying in beauty and joy and grace. Love carrying out anything unlike beauty, joy, and grace, until it's love coming in and pure love going out. All that we are, clean and pure and innocent and powerful. It's incredibly powerful as we take in the love and allow the love to go out from us, moving in this ever-moving tide of spirit. Feeling that divine energy the non-physical energy that uplifts and supports us, washing over us and moving past us. There is nowhere this divine wave of love is not washing over in every moment. There is nowhere we can go where love is not. It is present in every moment of time and every atom of space. We are present in the love right now, breathing in love, breathing out love, breathing in love, breathing out love, breathing in love, breathing out love. Slowing down now, breathing deeply and well, and feeling that rocking motion of the ocean of love that we rest within at all times. We are rocked in the cradle of spirit. We are beloved in the heart of God in every moment, in all of time, anywhere we choose to go in space. That divine energy of love surrounds us and supports us and allows us to be in the fullness of who we are, safe, comfortable, secure, and expanding. We are the evolving children of the light, and that light is growing within us as we allow this love to wash over us and relax us and rejuvenate us and restore us to that divine loving being we were born to be, feeling the love. Feeling the love. Feeling the love. Feeling the love. Feeling the great love that Abraham talks about that's ever here for us. Feeling the love washing in and out. Recognizing that it isn't something that we store up, but something that we have access to in every moment, just like breath. Tapping into the divine source of love within us that is infinite and eternal. I remember Louise Hay saying, "There is so much love in your heart, you could heal the whole world. But for right now, let's use this love to heal us." Healing is simply about revealing a wholeness that is already present. So let's allow this love to flow through our physical bodies, refreshing every organ, cell, and system in our heads, in our brains, in our faces, allowing this love to relax and refresh our heads, our scalps, our hair, our smiles, our twinkly eyes, our beautiful noses, our lovely mouths, our strong and powerful jaws that chew our food so beautifully, all of the muscles in our faces that make us so expressive. Let's love our heads and our necks, moving down our necks, relaxing our necks, moving into our shoulders, loving our bodies, all the way down both arms, our upper arms and elbows, our forearms, our wrists, our hands, and into our fingers, feeling the love flowing in every organ, cell, and system, moving in the joints in our shoulders and our back, flowing down our spine, loosening up our skeletal system, making us flexible and strong and secure. Such beautiful love flowing in this moment, in and out through all of the nerves in our entire nervous system and all of our body that come from our brain through our spinal cord out into every organ and system of our body, feeling that love inspiring our nervous system, soothing places that have felt on alert, reminding us that all is well and that we are safe and secure in this moment, bringing that feeling of deep abiding safety into our awareness. We relax all the organs, cells, and systems of our body as the love flows through our circulatory system and in our immune system. It's breathing in and out in our respiratory system. It's uplifting and supporting our genital urinary system. It's working within our digestive system. It's functioning in our hormonal systems. Everything within us is bathed in love. It is working more powerfully and expansively and fully to bring us into divine and harmonious balance and reveal our health and the exuberant energy of Source through us, as us, feeling the passion of the love that we are flowing in our bodies, releasing, relaxing, restoring, refreshing, our bodies feeling loved, rocking in that in and out washing and releasing of the divine love that's coming to us in every moment, flowing through us perfectly and exquisitely, knowing that this love is ever present in every moment of time, in all of space, allowing our bodies to relax into the love that is the truth of who we are, to have our perfect health revealed, to feel it in our legs and hips, in our knees and calves and feet, knowing our ankles and every joint in our body is blessed with that fluid flowing love that brings health and dynamic well-being into our organs and systems. I know all of our internal organs are blessed, our livers, our kidneys, our pancreas, our gallbladders, and every other of the 2,000 parts and more, knowing that the body is a miracle and that that divine love that flows from our inner being to us in every moment is fine-tuning, bringing us into that deeply relaxed, tapped-in, turned-on, tuned-up state so that our bodies are superbly outfitted to experience our lives today in perfection. Feeling the good that's flowing through us and in us as these waves of love that endlessly crash on the beach of our being, allowing that divine energy to come and go in every moment, knowing there is always more, tapping into the more. We allow our emotional systems to relax, and we focus on this love that is the infinite nature of who we are, and realize that we can feel it in our hearts, or at least we can be willing to feel it in our hearts, and allow ourselves to become the source of waves going out into the universe, picking up on the divine waves as they come into us, and directing them outward in powerful and wonderful ways so that they go to people that we love. They go to places that we love. They go to animals that we love. They go to plants that we love. And they go to anything else that we love that is perfectly expressed through these divine panels that used to be shutters on houses. And we find that the shutters on our own home are refreshed and restored and returned. And although some of those opportunities to be painted seem to have been left behind, our homes are perfectly restored to divine well-being and pristine beauty as the shutters become portals of love in our lives. So our houses are made of love. Take a moment to tune in to the love that is your house. Your house or your home that supports you, that nurtures you, that comforts you, that's there when you have a bad day or a good one. That divine nature of spirit within the house is worth admiring, appreciating, and receiving deeply. So I trust and know that all is truly well, that all of our connections to Africa, those who come from there, those who would love to go there, those who have been there, those who are scheduled to go there, I know that divine right action is taking place and that the love goes before us, preparing the way. Whether we're going to Africa or Australia or New Zealand or Falls Church, the love is right here for us. It is where we travel. It is flowing over us and through us and as us with every mile that we drive, every moment in time. Love is. Love is. Love is. Love is. There is no escaping it. We can perceive it and be aware of it or not, but it is always present. Nothing ever changes. The love is a constant. Even though it feels like it comes and goes with the flow is constant. There is never a time when love is not in motion within us, around us, and in everything that we see. So tuning in now to that love, we begin to recognize that we always have access to it. It is not just in this time, but all time we have access to love. Breathing into the love, allowing it to be. We come into this room here in Reston once again, beginning to stretch our backs and our necks, our hands and our feet, tuning in, tapping in, turning on to the love that is the truth of who we are. We begin to get comfortable, to remember that we came here to talk about Abraham, and to tap in once again to the great love that Abraham brings to us every time they speak to us. I know that all is well. I know that we are blessed. Life is good, and so it is.